Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood.
It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Sean Kingston and his bodyguards are accused of gang raping a drunk teenager in the singer's hotel room back in 2010, according to a new lawsuit. Carissa Capiletto claims she was forced to have sex with three men at a Seattle hotel after she smoked marijuana and had 7 to 10 shots of vodka. She claims what was supposed to be a meet and greet following a Justin Bieber concert turned into a nightmare. She's seeking $5 million. Meanwhile, Kingston has filed legal documents insisting the sex was 100% consensual. Comedian Dave Chappelle is under fire after storming off stage at a comedy show in Connecticut last night. He apparently had a meltdown after being heckled and booed by people in the crowd. Chappelle was on stage for only a few minutes when he started to become frustrated with the number of comments from the audience. He stopped his routine, lectured the crowd about heckling, and apologized to those who were actually trying to enjoy the event. Then he sat on a stool for the next 23 minutes before finally walking off stage, saying he fulfilled his 25-minute obligation. After the show, dozens of fans demanded a refund. Rapper Flo Rida has dodged nearly $400,000 in damages to the organizers of an Australian music festival he failed to show up to in 2011, for which he had already been paid up front. Promoters of the show Mothership Music sued him for breach of contract and damages. A judge dismissed the suit after finding he was served papers through Facebook and said that wasn't an appropriate channel to serve. Speaking of lawsuits, actress Octavia Spencer is suing the bosses of a diet company, insisting they owe her for endorsing their products. She allegedly agreed to promote a healthier lifestyle for the company as part of a $1.2 million deal. After honoring her side of the agreement and losing weight by using Sensa products, Spencer claims they attempted to cut her out the deal. Singer Chubby Checker, famous for his iconic 1960s dance The Twist, has learned that he can sue Hewlett-Packard over allegations that the company used his trademark name Chubby Checker for one of their software apps. Judge William Alsat ruled he can move forward with the trademark infringement claims. According to the suit, the app claims to be able to measure a man's genitals, and the name Chubby Checkers is used as one of the terms. Congratulations are in order for singer Fergie and her husband actor Josh, who welcomed a healthy baby boy into the world yesterday. In other baby news, congratulations are also in order to Fonzworth Bentley and his wife actress Fawn Chambers, who welcomed their first child, daughter Zoe, to the world.